Welcome to the Center in the City podcast. I'm your host, Wade Brill, and during this series, I'll be interviewing various thought leaders, wellness experts, and humans on how they practice sustainable self-care and mindfulness. We'll get real and raw, talk about the light and the shadow side of self-care and mindfulness, and how we can actually stay centered amid the chaos and the hustle and bustle of our modern day world. So settle in and get centered. This podcast episode is brought to you by Centered in the City, a virtual on-demand self-care and mindfulness platform with different meditations, journaling prompts, nourishing recipes, and Pilates flows, all designed to support you feeling calm, focused, and energized as you live your life in this modern day world. For more information, head on over to centeredinthecity.com. and claim your 7-day free trial. Welcome back to the Centered in the City podcast. I am so glad you are here. My name's Wade Brill, and in today's solo episode, we are exploring the emotion of anger. Personally, I think that this is such a powerful episode because we get conditioned in our North American Western culture, especially as women, that we can't express or even experience anger. And so this emotion gets really complicated and convoluted, and it can become quite toxic if we aren't aware of it or processing it in healthy ways. And when I say healthy, some of us might be like, what does that even look like? I have no examples in my life or in TV or in books of somebody expressing anger healthily. I know I don't. So it's been a journey to explore, what does this actually look like and feel like? So today I wanna break it down with you all and share you some of the insights that I have personally been exploring with this emotion of anger, and hope that you find it helpful and insightful. And as always, I love hearing from you, hearing your own experience of managing and expressing your emotions of anger. I'll share more at the end of this episode of how we can keep the conversation and dialogue continuing. Now, before we get into today's juicy episode, I want to pause and invite you to join me on the Solstice Silent Meditation Retreat happening on Whidbey Island this June 21st to 23rd. This is going to be a retreat to welcome us back into our bodies, to help us calm our minds and connect us to the clarity that is in our heart and in our body. This retreat is for you if you've been somebody that's been curious about doing a silent meditation retreat and yet feel a little nervous. It feels a little stretchy, which is completely normal. This is such a gentle and loving way to taste what being silent for just a day actually feels like, and what doors it opens, what senses within us it connects us to that actually unlocks so much more wisdom and insight than we ever thought was possible. On this retreat, I'll also be guiding you with movement practices and guided mindfulness experiences and journaling, and you'll be in a community of like-minded people in a gorgeous setting that really allows us to settle and go inwards so that we can then take all of this beautiful awareness that we're gonna collect and gather over the weekend and then integrate it into our lives when we go back into the real world, so to say, and get to take this wisdom with us. There are only a few more weeks to apply, so make sure you apply before May 10th, and I look forward to seeing you on this retreat. Head on over to centeredinthecity.com to check out more or check out the show notes for the link. Now let's settle into this episode and let's get centered. Anger. What a fun emotion to be exploring together. Taking this moment and just checking in with yourself. When I say the word anger or angry, what comes to your mind as an image? Anger, angry, what do you see? For me, I see like that kind of stereotypical Mr. Hothead or somebody like cartoon image of steam blowing up off of their head and their body turning red and their fist tightening. What comes up for you? Maybe you notice somebody's turning silent and they go really in and their face becomes really somber and their body feels really shut down. So just like notice your mental map of what anger feels and looks like to you from the outside. I think it's really interesting to just note this because we are so conditioned based on how we were raised, based on society, based on our race, based on our socioeconomic status, our gender, based on our sexual orientation, even how to express and experience anger. The Google definition of anger is having strong feelings of annoyance, displeasure, or hostility. And it's interesting because when we grow up in society, unless we grow up with really emotionally aware and astute teachers and family members and a community, we typically only think of as humans of having a few emotions like love, fear, anger, sadness, surprise, joy. Right? Those are some of the like typical emotions that we experience. But within those categories, there's so many more emotions. There's so many more nuanced language to help describe what we're actually feeling and thinking and experiencing. For instance, Brené Brown did a whole HBO series, I believe it was, and also wrote a book called The Atlas of the Heart that helped demonstrate what emotions actually are and how to label them and know them and discern them from another emotion because we can jumble them up so easily. And since we are exploring anger today, if we just even think about this emotion of anger, we can break it down. If you were to even look at an emotional wheel, maybe you can even Google it, or maybe you have one already in your home. An emotional wheel helps us understand emotions in more detail. So anger can really be this umbrella category for irritability, jealousy, disgust, exasperated, enraged, hatred, agitated, frustrated, annoyed, resentful, envious, contemptuous, right? It can go on. When we don't give ourselves permission to experience anger, or we don't identify it, and we're going to talk about that in more detail in a moment, sometimes we can express what's called an inhibitory emotion, like anxiety, guilt, or shame, which actually blocks anger from showing up. So for instance, maybe you have a friend that flaked on you last minute and canceled plans, and there's a natural desire to be kind of pissed, have some anger. Like, that doesn't mean, again, like you're angry at this person for 20 years and you cut their relationship off, right? Like, we don't need to go to an extreme of anger, which we will also talk about in a moment. But maybe there's some anger, but instead of there being anger expressed, maybe it comes off as some shame or some guilt, like, ooh, what did I do wrong to have them want to cancel on me? So underneath that emotion or those emotions of guilt or shame or anxiety might actually be anger, but we're not validating it for ourselves. We're not letting anger be there. Instead, we're just kind of going to these inhibitory emotions. And so we kind of stay stuck in the cycle and this emotion kind of sticks with us. And then on the other hand, sometimes we're not able to tolerate anger. Like, it just becomes overwhelming within our own bodies and our systems, and we don't know how to process it. So we end up acting out in ways that aren't helpful, like overeating or undereating or looking to drugs or alcohol or something external to numb us, to distract us. This numbing, distracting quality is coming from this place of defense, right? How can we defend ourselves from actually feeling it to heal it? So what psychology tells us is that we have to feel our emotions to heal them. Sometimes even feeling our emotions can be really complicated because one, we might not even have awareness that we are feeling something. We might not even know, for instance, what anger actually feels like because we've never given ourselves permission to really sit with it and notice it. And two, emotions might be so intense or connected to really painful memories or experiences or traumatic experiences that it becomes overwhelming and too much for our nervous systems and minds to even just handle. So we again avoid it. If you are somebody in the former place who is noticing emotions feel really overwhelming, like you don't even want to go there and it's too hard to go there, I really welcome you to seek support, whether with a therapist or a skilled coach who can help you gently heal by gently feeling and tapping into those somatic places in the body where the emotion might be stored. Because the work here with emotional regulation and insight is we need to acknowledge it. We need to gently tap into it so we can work with it and then express it in constructive and healthy ways. Let's talk about the unhealthy ways that we can express and experience the emotions of anger. Being very transparent, I have noticed that anger is not an emotion that typically shows up in my coaching sessions because I mostly work with women who are conditioned to not express anger. Like, anger is not an emotion that is easily labelable for a lot of women. I know this to be true in myself. Maybe you find that true in yourself. Maybe you actually know, like, no, I can fucking name when anger is here. And great, own it. So there becomes what I've experienced of the spectrum that anger is expressed on this opposite end side of a spectrum. So we have anger, but it gets buried, it gets hidden, right? It gets repressed. And we don't actually know it's the core emotion. Instead, we might again experience anxiety or shame or guilt. But underneath it, it's actually anger. And this anger gets buried in the cells and the tissues of our body. It breeds mold of resentment. It can just fester. And according to, you know, a lot of research, some on more of the woo-woo end, but it can also lead to a lot of physical harm. For instance, health diagnoses and autoimmune diseases like cancer. It is my personal belief, and also, you know, reading Louise Hayes's You Can Heal Your Life, many other books, The Body Keeps the Score, this belief of research that our emotions are stored energetically in the body. And if we aren't processing them, even thinking about Chinese medicine, how emotions are stored in certain areas and organs, it's all connected. So if we're not processing our emotions, it's energy, it gets trapped there. Personally, I have just had my own awakening with noticing some anger being buried within my own body that I had no idea was lingering there. Let me reframe that. I had no idea how much anger was actually lingering there. I knew there was some, but to really, like, whoa, Nelly, like, it uncovered a lot of anger that has been breeding. I discovered this anger during a workshop I was actually co-facilitating in LA. And we were exploring this theme of death and rebirth and letting go and blooming energy and the juxtaposition of winter and spring and how we can mindfully transition into the season. So one of the prompts was, you know, what needs to die? What do we need to let go of in order for something new to bloom? And I'm journaling and I start to just see my pen on the paper write all of my thoughts and emotions down of what I'm ready to let go of. And I noticed this visceral feeling of anger inside of me. Yet when it came to my pen needing the paper and writing down what I was angry about, I felt this stopgap. Like I would not let myself express the anger, even on my fucking piece of paper, even on my own journal. My system was so resistant of letting this emotion out. I just kept being like, oh, you're fine. You know, these things have worked out. And I just totally kept gaslighting my own experience. So this is one of the reasons I love journaling, because it's just this active, present form of mindfulness where we just get to pay attention. And so here I am trying to get it out. And I just say, let the anger out, give myself permission to let this anger out. And I'm just trying to get it out. And I kept feeling how stuck it was. And it was this big aha moment for myself of, wow, I am really angry and I have not given myself the space or permission to process this anger. I have bottled it up, and maybe that's been the clog that I've been feeling internally. It was just this really big aha moment for myself that has opened this gateway to exploring this emotion of anger more intimately. That night after I left the journaling workshop, again, the anger was just full inside of me. I felt it in my arms and my fists and my face. And I wanted to go home and just like scream and punch into a pillow. But I was staying with my sister in a house that was, you know, everybody was sleeping. And I just felt like I had to keep the anger in. And it really made me realize, like, wow, where in our society can we express this intense emotion in a healthy way? What does this get to actually look like and feel like? Because on the complete other side of the spectrum of expressing anger in unhealthy ways, we see this in television shows and movies and the news and kind of what's out there in the world. The expression of anger is usually harmful, right? It's harmful with our words, with our actions, with our thoughts, whether to self or to others. We see harm being done, violence being done, which we know is not a healthy way to express this emotion. Like when we experience anger, it doesn't mean we get to go get a gun and go do something really harmful with it. Or that doesn't mean we get to go online and bully other people. It doesn't mean we get to harm the people we love. Emotional regulation, being able to notice and name and tame our emotions, right? Feeling it, to heal it. These are such important skills that a lot of us are not taught. And we need them. We need them, especially in our world that is running faster and more intense and more visually stimulating and scary and creating these like waves of experiences for us. We still get to take personal responsibility for the emotions that show up through our own filters, through our own perspectives and experiences in life, our own interpretations. We get to take personal responsibility. So we know holding anger in isn't skillful, burying it into our bones isn't skillful, and letting it out in harmful ways is also not skillful. Let's explore the ways we can practice processing our anger in more healthy, stable ways. One of the biggest things we can do, this is step number one, is to name our emotions. We get to name it to tame it. This isn't woo-woo, this is science, that when we can actually name and say, I'm experiencing some anger right now, or I'm experiencing some sadness or frustration, when we can name what we are feeling, it actually helps calm our nervous system and it helps us understand what is happening inside of our mind and body. It can also be helpful when we name it to say, I'm experiencing anger, not I am angry. When we say I'm experiencing the emotion, it creates some space between the I, our ego, our sense of self, and what is happening within the emotion. And we like space. When there's more space between us and our thoughts and our emotions, that's where we can create more choice. That's where we get more distance to have perspective. We don't feel like we're wrapped up and fully consumed by the emotion, which can sometimes be really hard when we feel emotions intensely. Now, step two, which sometimes comes before step one, because sometimes we actually don't have the language yet for what emotion we are experiencing, it can be easier to label the sensations. So when we can tap into the body, the physical body, and notice sensations like I'm experiencing heat or tingles or tightness here, it helps us to get to know the emotion a little bit more intimately, a little bit more friendly, right? We're getting curious with it. We're kind of approaching it from many different angles. And when we can slow the experience down and say, there's some hotness and there's some tightness and there's some palpating energy here, we also start to be able to gather information so that when these physical sensations show up in our body, we might be able to label our emotion with a little bit more clarity. Like, oh, yep, that's anger showing up right now because I'm feeling the heat in my cheeks, or I'm feeling the tightening of my jaw or the grinding of my teeth. Not to confuse it with jumping to assumptions that that's what's happening inside of our body, but labeling, noticing the physical sensations gives us more information so that we can then label it. One of the most powerful things we can then do once we've started to slow this experience down and notice our sensations, notice our thoughts, notice our emotions, we can then get even more curious and say, what are you here to teach me right now? Anger, what are you here to teach me right now? Or tightening of my fist or jaw, what are you here to teach me? And when we get curious, when we ask this open-ended question and take a pause to listen, we can learn so much. For me, when I paused to notice this anger that was arising in my experience as I was facilitating this journaling spring intention workshop, I was like, whoa, there is some shit happening here. And I say it with a smile because it was so interesting to just watch it unfolding in my present moment experience. And I got curious and I said, anger, what are you here to teach me? And so much wisdom came out, like so much hurt that I thought I had healed or let go of actually was still there. And I got to revisit some old friends and I got to really sit with, wow, this is still lingering here. This still needs some space to heal. Now, once we have labeled the emotion, we've noticed the sensations, maybe noticed the thoughts, we've gotten curious about what the emotion of anger is here to teach us, we then can process releasing it from not only our mental grip, but more importantly, our body, our somatic body. In the show notes for you, I have linked two different breathing and somatic exercises you can practice to release and rinse the anger from your body. These have been practices that I've been doing the last few weeks specifically, and it is really helpful because even though there's this belief in our society that, you know, we should do hard cardio and run it out or scream it out, sometimes we need that. But there's also ways to gently meet our body and gently rinse out the anger. We sometimes don't need to meet anger with intensity or the intensity that we think we should be meeting it with. Sometimes we can actually meet it in a more gentle and easeful way that allows it to be released from the body. That being said, I also think it is very skillful to go into your bedroom, lock yourself in a private space, and punch some pillows, scream into a pillow, like really let the emotions out vocally or through your physical body in a safe way. Also, according to scientific research, there is power in visualization efforts to help release anger. What I mean by this is you can guide yourself in a visual exercise where you're imagining yourself in an angry situation. So whether that's you just had a conversation with your boss or a family member, or something went awry with one of your children, or you had an interaction with a stranger on the street and you feel that anger inside of you, you can visualize it. So slowing it down to label it, feel the sensations of anger in your body. And as you start to notice the sensations, can you be with the urges of those sensations and breathe through it? Instead of shutting your angry impulse down in your mind, can you visualize yourself letting that impulse out? So to be clear, this is not happening in real life. This is happening inside of your mind with eyes closed in a visualization. You are letting that impulse out. So whether that's you screaming at the person and speaking your mind, maybe you even visualize yourself in kind of a karate movie and you do some karate chops on this person. You let your mind roll free in its fantasy. And again, this stays within your mind. Nobody is getting harmed or hurt in real life. Dr. Kristen Neff, in her book, Fierce Compassion, talks about, and I've talked about it on the podcast before, that there's a form of compassion called fierce compassion, and she describes it as like mama bear protective energy. And it's okay to have that mama bear natural instinct to want to protect your cubs or to defend yourself or to scare somebody off. And yet we can be conditioned out of allowing ourselves to experience that. So here is extra permission. I share this with myself as much as I'm sharing it with you, that we are allowed to be fierce, that we are allowed to embrace this mama bear energy. And sometimes we need that mama bear energy to take action, and yet it's still compassion. It's not coming from a place of harm. So this instinctual anger that comes up in us to protect is this mama bear energy. And when we can harness the power with more awareness, we can actually use that energy, that intense energy, for good, for creating boundaries, for saying no, for saying that's not right, for creating space, for sticking up for injustice, for healing. So as we bring today's solo episode to a close, I welcome you to pause with me here and think about your takeaways today. I welcome you to explore, how do you personally express and experience the emotion of anger? Are you somebody who experiences anger quite often? Or, I can't remember the last time I got angry internally or externally. Just slowing down to get curious about your relationship to anger. Can you think of somebody in your life, maybe a coworker, a family member, a friend, maybe it's even a stranger, somebody you don't know personally? How do they express anger in a way that feels inspiring to you? Anything, any nuggets of wisdom that you can gain? And if you are somebody who is also like me, who is in the practice of releasing some stored anger inside of their own mind and body, I welcome you to try on a few of the practices. Again, the breathing movement exercises that I have linked in the show notes that are accessible on centeredinthecity.com. Maybe you're in the place right now to just notice the sensations of anger, or just want to be in the practice of labeling when anger arises. I welcome you to share with me your insights. Join me on Instagram. Send me a direct message at @onewade. Send me a message through my contact form, also linked in the show notes. And I look forward to supporting each other, continuing to healthily express and get to know our emotions so that we can feel more empowered to regulate ourselves and stay centered in our lives. Thank you so much, as always, for being here. If you think this episode would resonate with one of your friends or somebody in your community, please send it along. Let's support everybody learning these skills and having these resources accessible. Until next time, stay centered.